The largest gun control bill in nearly 30 years. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden signing the sweeping legislation on Friday. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has more from the White House.
And before going into his prepared remarks, which took about 4 minutes, President Biden called the Supreme Court's decision yesterday shocking, and he answered one reporter's question on his way out the door.
Do you think the Supreme Court is broken, in your view?
I think the Supreme Court has made some terrible decisions.
Now, here's what's in the bill. It provides funding for red flag laws and crisis prevention programs. It enhances background checks for buyers under 21. It closes the boyfriend loophole. It toughens penalties for gun trafficking and clarifies guidelines for gun dealers. 14 Republicans out of more than 200 in the House voted for the gun bill.
President Biden's on his way to Germany for a G7 meeting. John Kirby with the National Security Council.
Leaders are going to be talking about core problems that are on the top of mind for all of us across the board, like rising prices, supply chain disruptions, all exacerbated by this war in Ukraine and by Mr. Putin's decision. But we should also recognize the U.S. is positioned to weather these challenges.
President Biden will later attend a NATO summit next week in Madrid. Thousands taking to the streets across the country to protest the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. But pro-life supporters are also on hand, these outside of the Supreme Court. More than a dozen states enacted trigger laws Friday following the Supreme Court ruling severely limiting or outlawing access to abortion in those states. Police in suburban Chicago are investigating a shooting today that left one person dead and two others wounded at a WeatherTech warehouse in Bolingbrook. A suspected shooter fled the building but was caught by police a few hours later. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Federal health officials say they may need more money for upgraded COVID-19 booster shots.
COVID boosters in the fall are likely to be bivalent, offering protection against both the original strain and the Omicron variant. But the head of the White House's COVID response, Dr. Ashish Jha, says at current funding levels, there won't be enough for everyone.
We should have enough for potentially high-risk individuals, but one of the reasons we've been asking for additional funding from Congress is we need funding to make sure that every American who wants a bivalent vaccine, should one be authorized by the FDA, has the ability to do that.
Moderna released data this week suggesting its vaccine also generates a strong immune response to more recent Omicron subvariants, which are now widely circulating in the U.S. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
Pfizer says it's tweaking its COVID-19 vaccine specifically for safety and effectiveness against the Omicron variant. Regulators will soon debate whether to offer updated booster shots this fall, but they say the current vaccines still offer strong protection against hospitalization and death. Amber Heard's lawyers began their appeal, Fox's Michelle Polino reports.
Amber Heard's attorneys were back in a Virginia court filing an appeal in this same month in which a 7-person jury ruled in favor of Johnny Depp, awarding the actor over $10 million in a defamation case that grabbed the attention of the country. Heard's main attorney was told that the actress would have to put up an $8.35 million bond with 6% interest per year for any appeal to move forward. That sum, minus the $2 million Heard won in her countersuit. Heard's attorneys have 21 days to find this money. As she has stated, the actress does not have the money to pay Depp or meet the bond. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.